Announcing Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon 2021, April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, online, with 12 extraordinary presenters. Jim Willis, Ross Bim, Preston Dennett, Sonia Barrett, Jared Murphy, Pierre Sabak, Karen Holton, Micah Dank, Corey Hughes, Dean Henderson, Deborah Tavares, Leo Zagami. Presale tickets are only $29.99 for the full 3-day conference. Just click the link in the description or visit forbiddenknowledge.news right now to get your tickets today. Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, my guest is Ryder Lee. Before I bring him on, I want to tell you about My Patriot Supply. They are the experts in emergency preparedness. We're at such a critical time right now. The future is extremely unsure, and it really couldn't hurt to have an emergency food supply. I have a 4-week emergency food supply. I feel a lot better. Right now, you can get $70 off a 2-week and $100 off a 4-week supply. Their food is awesome. It stays good in storage up to 25 years. Just visit preparewithfkn.com or click the link in the description to get your food supply today. Also, subscribe on LBRY to our official backup channel. And it's a great new platform, censorship-free. We have all our content there. And we also have a brand new show called Beyond Classified. It is exclusively on Rockfin, an amazing new uncensored platform for free thinking content creators. All those links are in the description. Tonight, I want to welcome to the show Ryder Lee. He is the truth seeker, knowledge guardian, and spiritual educator. He uses his real world experiences to educate and elevate others to awaken, question their reality, expand their consciousness, and raise their vibration. His YouTube channel is Raised by Giants, where he interviews others from all backgrounds about their spiritual awakening to bring people different perspectives of what's going on in the world of an individual collective level, sharing insight, knowledge, wisdom, and awareness from personal experiences. Ryder, welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
I'm very good. Last time we spoke, I was on your show. We were on the other side of the conversation. We had a great talk, a great time. And I look forward to hearing your insights into our current state as we are being, I believe, not only socially engineered, but physically, mentally, and spiritually. And we're headed into some dark times. Corey and I were actually discussing it earlier on an earlier show. Especially when it comes to sharing information. It's really sad that the only way we're going to be able to discuss some of the things that are happening right now is in certain, what you could call code words, I guess, which the audience is going to understand as we go. But before we get too far, I'd like to hear what really opened your eyes to our hidden reality in this world and got you started doing your show, which is Raised by Giants.
Well, first off, I would like to thank you for letting me come on your show. I've been watching you for quite a long time now. Your content is amazing, and I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you so much.
Whenever my first thing that happened to me was when I was growing up, I was a kid, right? And every night, like, I was laying down in my bed, and I saw these beings come out of the walls. Right. And they would kind of surround me. And there were like these translucent beings, like they would just come out of the walls and they would surround me and it would scare me and it frightened me like every night.
And how old were you at this time?
This was probably from as young as I can remember. So like 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And it lasted until I was around, you know, 12 or 13, whenever we finally moved out of that trailer that we were in. It was the old wood paneling trailers, like the 70s wood paneling trailers. I don't know if you remember that or not. Actually, I believe that another gentleman that was on your show prior, he was the first person that I'd ever heard of actually have the exact same experience as me with the faces and the entities coming out of the wall. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but that was basically what happened to me, right? And I basically told my parents about this happening, and they thought that there was something wrong with me. Right, as parents do whenever their kids are tapping into these other realms and this other layer of consciousness that we're in, right? And they basically took me to the doctor and was like, listen, you know, he's seeing things, you know, just like to get him checked out and all this. So that kind of shut me down in a way, right? But there was also other things going on in my life at that time, too. I was able to predict future events. I was able to, we would be driving in the car listening to the radio. I would be able to tell my mom or my dad or whoever I was in the car with the next song that was going to play, things like that. And it kind of freaked my parents out so much to the point where we wouldn't even listen to the radio in the car anymore. Right. So again, it was shut down once again, you know, so it kind of became a difficult process for me. And finally, whenever we left that house, we went to a different house. Other paranormal things were happening to me. I would hear things, you know, see things, but basically, whenever I left my parents' house, I left my parents' house at 15 and I moved in with my grandma. And I kind of shut down all of these abilities and all of these things that I was having manifest in my life, right? And it didn't arise again out of me until I was around 21 or 22. And this was a big one. Right. It hit me hard. It hit me very abruptly. And it was like anything that I wanted to know about our reality and the way that everything worked, all I had to do was have the question. Right. And then I would get that information instantly downloaded into my head. Right. Some people call it downloads. Some people call it, you know, all these different spiritual terms for it, but that's basically what it was like. But it was so much information all at one time, and it overwhelmed me, right? And it kind of and again, I went to my friends and my family and was like, listen, you know, we live in a holographic simulation, you know, there's a bunch of realities outside of our reality and like all of these crazy things. And then they just looked at me like I was nuts and crazy once again. Right. So I think that there's levels to all this, right? There's the actual awakening part, which I had, you know, earlier in my life, probably around, you know, 15, which was the corruption and the way that our control system is all, set up basically for us to fail, right? And then I had this spiritual awakening, right? And that was a whole different ball game, right? And I kind of wish that it would be the opposite way around sometimes, right? Like I feel like if we were able to have the spiritual awakening first, and then we can get into the other awakenings, right? With the corruption and the conspiracies and all of that stuff, right? Because I feel like, because what happened to me was I got so deep into this conspiracy realm and all of these different things about our reality that it completely overwhelmed me. And then I didn't have anyone to talk to, right? I felt alone. You know, I was 100% alone. No one understood me. No one knew what was going on with me. And I started turning to drugs, right? And I ended up hooked on really hard drugs for about 4 or 5 years. And fortunately, I got out of that and I've been sober and clean now for 2 years. But it was a very difficult process, and I would not recommend that to anyone. So that's really the basis of my channel, really, is to not only try and expand people's consciousness and raise their vibration and to question their reality, right? But it's to also let people know that they're not alone, so that they don't have to go down the path that I went down, because it was a rough path there for around 4 or 5 years, right? But yeah, it made me into the, like, I've OD'd 5 times, right? I've been dead 5 times. So if I can help anybody else out on their journey and on their path to where they don't have to go down the same route and the same process that I went through, then I'm going to do that, right? And I feel like now is the perfect time to bring our spiritual insights and our spiritual knowledge to the foreground, right? Because we keep trying to solve all these worldly problems and all these worldly issues when they're not really worldly problems and worldly issues. They're spiritual problems and spiritual issues, but we keep trying to solve them with worldly solutions.
Right.
Right. And it never seems to work out. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. And your experience is very similar to mine. You know, it started out with awakening to the corruption and then just numbing myself to everything, going through life, just going through the motions, having a job. There was a period of, you know, drugs and alcohol during my teenage and early 20s years. But basically it was just being asleep for a long period of time, then finally reawakening to corruption again and finally deciding to start looking into it more. And then later the spiritual part comes. But I guess it's different for a lot of people, because I do know some people who have gone through the spiritual side before they even knew anything about any corruption, and they started learning about that after. So I guess it just depends on your own personal experience, but mine was very similar to yours in the process of it. Now, I'd like to get your thoughts on what we're seeing right now. Kind of, guess, give us your basic overall scope of 2020 and what's happening today. I mean, when did you first realize that what started happening last year was the beginning of something that was going to change our entire world, basically?
Right away. Right away, I knew that it was something bigger than what it was. And I called it out right away, too. And I got a lot of hate for it and a lot of flack. And it's crazy because nothing can happen to us in this reality. Nothing negative can happen to us in this reality without a large percentage of the population actually giving consent for it to happen, right? Now, that consent can be really anything, right? They can get your consent by you watching the news. They can get your consent by you watching a TV show. They can get your consent by you watching a movie, right? They can actually get your consent by you not even being aware of what they're trying to do, right? So it's what I think is happening, right, is there's levels to all this, right? Something just doesn't happen for one reason. There's multiple reasons why a lot of things happen in our reality. But what they try and do is they try and make it just about one singular thing, right? Because they don't want you thinking outside of the box, right? They want you concentrated over here on this thing, right? While all these other things are actually happening, right? It's a big distraction game, right? It's like whenever whenever this first came out back in March of 2020, right? Everyone bought into it basically right away, right? When there's so much proof and so much evidence that it was really just the rebranded flu, right? I said that from the very start, that it's they wiped out the flu. There's no flu numbers anymore. No, the flu's not being tracked at all. So what they did is they just relabeled a currently existing virus and projected and created so much fear surrounding this new virus that it's created its own reality, right? They've created like a self-governing system in it, within it, right? Where if you don't go along with the official narrative on it, then you're looked at like you're crazy. You're looked at like you're called a conspiracy theorist. You're called all these demeaning, hateful things. You're personally attacked, your character assassinated, you know, and that's part of the control system, is that they have to get enough people to believe something is actually happening, whether it's really happening or not, whether it's fake or whether it's real, whether it's a bioweapon, whether it's just the flu, whether it's just whatever it is, right? But as long, it really doesn't matter exactly what it is at this point, right? Because they've taken it so far and they've got the majority of the population bought into the idea that it's a super deadly, crazy, contagious virus, right? We can try and, you know, convince people that it's not or whatever, but at this point, it's too late. You know, like it's too late. They've taken it too far and it's completely gotten out of hand.
And there's a few aspects that I kind of want to break down of this that I see as kind of immediate outcomes that have already started to manifest themselves. With the masks, it seems like an attempt of a lack of empathy towards others. They want the social distancing. They don't want people congregating. They don't want this human connection. They want to eliminate that part of it. Then there's this spiritual or religious aspect where they're trying to eliminate that as well. You've seen things like that happen in China where they're, you know, literally killing people and persecuting almost all religions there. And it seems like we're adopting a similar view here. But at the same time, some of the mainstream media and Hollywood and these TV shows are promoting this other type of occult, spiritual aspect, this darker occult spiritual aspect. And it's very strange how, and on one hand, they're trying to eliminate our spirituality, and on the other hand, they're introducing us to this other occultic imagery. And basically, if you look at shows on Netflix and everything, there are tons of shows about Satanism and witchcraft, and it's just kind of being normalized, and it seems like we're being introduced into this occultic world. I'd like to get your thoughts on that and see if you see any of the similar things happening.
Yeah, I really do. And the thing about it is they don't want us to be individuals, right? They don't want us thinking for ourselves, right? They want it to be controlled, manipulated, and basically a controlled demolition, right? Like, they don't want it to be the way that you want it to be. They want it, their version of reality, right? They want their illusion projected on the mass people, right? That's what the media is really for, right? Is to create an illusion for you to get sucked into, right? And they project that illusion out. And if you're not careful, you'll end up living in that illusion, right? And they don't want people sovereign. They don't want people free. They want people, they want to tell people how to react, what emotion to have, what reaction to have to certain events, right? They can control whatever it is they want you to see by either plastering it everywhere or not plastering it everywhere. Like the whole George Floyd situation back in May of last year, they could have made that a non-issue by not reporting on it, right? And it would have been a small little contained thing, right? But they had to blast it everywhere because there's an agenda behind it, right? And they had to basically distract us from the fact that our rights and our freedoms has been are being slowly diminished and taken away. Right?
Yeah, I'd agree.
That's really what that whole scenario was about. But yet they make it look like it's a racism problem, right? But it's really a distraction, right?
Yeah. Now, speaking of distractions, it seems like, you know, 2020 was full of distractions, but I think one of the biggest ones was the presidency myself. I had never, you know, trusted either political party. I didn't vote. I didn't trust any presidency, especially up until now. And this one, I believe, proved that, you know, all parties are under the same control, have the same interests and power. There was, this party misled millions of people, especially, I believe, with this whole QAnon phenomenon. There were millions of people believing that this orange man was going to save them, and he didn't come through. And now there's just a bunch of, you know, even more lost and confused people out there because they bought into this, what I believe is a massive op to create some kind of false hope and opposition. I don't know how you see any of that unfolding, or if you see kind of the same way. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's very interesting that you brought that up, because it's a hard thing to kind of wrap your head around, that basically a good side, that a projected light side, right? Like the QAnon is supposed to be, you know, of the light, of the good and all that. It's hard to wrap your mind around that something that is supposed to be of the good and of the light could actually be a psyop, right? That could possibly not be real, right? Because a lot of people has invested a lot of time into the QAnon thing, right? And I think this is what I think was happening, right? Because like I said earlier, our reality is based on perception, right? And our perception is what fuels our belief, right? So if we believe in something enough, then that basically manifests it in our reality, right? So I think that what the QAnon thing was initially was to get enough people to believe in the light and believe in the good, right? But there's also a dangerous game that they play in there too, right? Which goes back to old religious programming, right? Where we constantly want to be looking outside of ourselves for solutions, right? We want to be looking for our savior, right? That a savior is going to come down and is going to help us and is going to get us out of this mess that we've created, right? That's one of the biggest problems that I see with QAnon, right? Like, you can say whatever you want about it, whether it's real, whether it's fake, whether all the arrests are happening or not, or whether Trump is going to win, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. But what I don't like about it is that it was basically telling everybody to sit back. We got everything under control. You don't need to do anything. You know, just relinquish your power to us and let others handle it, right? And if something was legit and something was real, in my mind, it would never tell us to do that, right? It would tell us what we need to be doing, how we needed to be doing it, and to empower ourselves and to stand up, right? Because change starts within us, right? This old religious programming has really screwed us up on a lot of levels, right? And I don't really want to get into all that because it's a touchy subject, because a lot of people, you know, they believe in the Bible and a lot of these different concepts. And it's not saying that stuff isn't correct, or that your belief isn't correct, because like I said earlier, your belief in whatever it is that you believe in actually creates it in your reality, right? So if you want to believe in Jesus, you want to believe in Buddha, you want to believe in Krishna, you want to believe in Anu, you want to believe in Horus, you want to believe in all these different gods, then that's what's going to be in your reality, right? That's a fundamental basis of how things work in our reality, is our belief in them, right? But I'm sorry, I might have probably didn't answer your question, but if you want to repeat it, I could probably get into it more.
No, I was just really asking about, you know, we were talking about the QAnon kind of PSYOP thing. But again, it's just, you're 100% correct that we do need to rely on ourselves, and that should have been the message with this. And, you know, there's still things happening. You never know. Anything could happen in the next few days, who knows. But still, I just see a lot of disappointment for a lot of people who were invested in the whole QAnon thing. But like you said, I think we need to start shifting the focus to taking care of ourselves. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to have to start doing for ourselves that, of course, our leaders never have. And I think that we were prepared for this for a long time. We've been indoctrinated by birth, through our education system, the media, everything. Everything that we've done since our birth that we've looked at through the lens of our reality that they've shown us has been basically prepping us to be good slaves, and opposite from a lot of what's happening right now, of a lot of people waking up to this. But it's a double-edged sword, you know. The more people that wake up and speak up about it, the more they're shutting down, they're tightening their grip on censorship. The more physicians and doctors and peoples and professionals that come out that speak against this jab that's coming out, that brings hope to me. But like I said, immediately they're shut down, and it's like a race to try and get the information out before they come and shut it down. And that's another
thing. Yeah, they go ahead. That's the thing. Sorry about my light. My one of my lights went off, and I know I'm looking like the Emperor from Star Wars right now with half of my face black and the other one not. But I have two lights set up, and one went off, but can't get it back on. But what happens is they have such a tight-knit control on the media, right? They have the media locked down, right? And again, that's what creates this illusionary reality that everyone is being bought into, right? So whenever something comes out, right, that is good, or that you think that is going to swing things in a positive direction, or a doctor coming forward, or like even the QAnon thing, right? Doesn't matter if it's real or not real. They blasted it that like it was bullshit nonsense on the media, right? Making fun of it constantly. You know what I mean? So anything that comes out that's positive or that seems like it's good, what they'll do is they'll have 10 to 15 or 20 or whatever talking head puppets, you know, on the media saying otherwise, right? And then that creates a confusion between people, right? Because that's one of their biggest weapons is confusion, giving one state or one county or one part of the country certain information, and then giving another part of the country or another county or a different state other information, often contradicting themselves so no one can be on the same page, right? That's an old trick that they've been doing for years, for decades, really. And this is the only way that I think that we're going to be able to move forward and move out of this mess that's been created, right? The media has to fall away, right? And it has to go, right? It's not serving anybody. It's really screwing a lot of things up, right? And it's been that way for basically since it was created, right? So there's a few things that we can do, which I am in favor of. What I'm about to tell you is that we just stop watching it, right? And we, because it's all lies, all control, all manipulation, right? They'll tell one little smidgen of the truth, and the rest of it is all lies, right? So the thing that we can do is not watch it, not turn it off, and get out of this emotionary reaction that we have to a lot of these events, because these events are going to happen whether we like them or not, right? Bad things are going to happen in our reality whether we want them to happen or not, because there's a control system, a control matrix that's behind it. Now, whether you want to call it archons, reptilian consciousness, whatever, it doesn't matter. It might be humans, like you were saying on our interview on my channel, which I think is very plausible, that they're just very corrupt human bloodline families that's been in control for a really long time, and they continue to be in control, right? And they're not going to give up control unless they do a demolition, right? It's a controlled demolition. It's exactly like 9/11, right? Controlled demolition, you know, and they want to implode all the systems and all the tentacles and everything that they've created over this all these decades to introduce something new, right? And I really think that it's up to us on an individual level, and then in turn in a collective level, where we go from here, right? Because we're going to get a new world order whether we like it or not. Now, it is up to us, like I just said, on an individual and a collective level, whether that new world order is a positive new world order or a negative agenda 21, not owning anything, constantly surveilled, AI takeover, technocracy, overlords, negative new world order, right? But it's really up to us.
You said they're you know, want to introduce something new, and I think that is another part of it. They're trying to collapse the old system and bring forward this new kind of technocracy system. But there's also this other part of it that we're seeing unfold right now, and I'm just going to call it the jab, Franken jab, whatever you want to call it. You can't say certain words now on YouTube or you'll get taken down. But this stick that they're trying to introduce everybody, which I honestly, you would have to kill me to get this RNA Frankenstein monster injected into me. It just wouldn't happen. It's the adverse reactions so far are crazy, are insane. And if you look at the TED Talk that Bill Gates gave quite a few years ago, it was very interesting. He was talking about vaccinating the the planet against spirituality, to get rid of this certain part of a person's thinking that was connected to spirituality. Now, when you fast forward to today, who's mainly involved with this vaccine? Well, Bill Gates. And it's kind of scary to think that that same person was giving this TED Talk. What do you think about this Franken jab? Do you think that – I think there's multiple reasons for it, but one of them may be depopulation because, you know, a lot of people aren't going to die right away. It's probably going to take a while. This RNA material binds to you permanently. Whatever it is, it's going to be with you for the rest of your life, and I'm sure that there's a lot more to it than they're telling us. So what do you think is going on there?
Well, like I said earlier, there's levels to all of it, right? It's not just one thing, right? And I think that you are correct in saying that it is a depopulation type of thing too, right? But that's just one of the branches that's coming off of it, right? And like you said, also, it is going to be with us for the rest of our life, right? Because any vaccine that you get basically binds to the receptors in your brain, right? And they have nanoparticles in these, they have nanoparticles in the Franken jab that it's like an AI program, right? And it's sent like a directive, and it can go in and do whatever it wants to your brain, whatever it's been programmed to do, right? And I think that's the big reason why Bill Gates is in charge of this, because the Franken jab is just like a computer program, right? They want to program the Franken jab with certain things that they want the population to be more subservient, of course. There's an AI component to it as well, right? There's so many levels to all this. And another big level to it is our children, right? That's the biggest focus that they've had for a really long time, right? Is our children. And I actually read an article the other day that all of LA County in California isn't going to let the kids go back to school until they've all been vaccinated for the cobra, which I'm using a word there too, the cobra, right? And that blows my mind, because if they can infect and put this Franken jab into our children, it not only affects them in their life, it affects their kids, and then that affects their kids, right? And it goes on for generation. So this isn't a short-term game. They're playing a long game here, right? There's so many components and so many things in there that we'll never know, or that we'll only see the result of later on in our life, when we're long dead and our children's children is basically here on the planet.
Yeah, I think you're right. And another immediate concern for me would be the sustainability of platforms like ours and free information and free speech and getting information, because it's hard to come by now. All the popular platforms that I used to get good information from isn't on there anymore. It's all been taken down. People have lost their livelihoods because they've said something that these big tech giants didn't like. So they destroyed their whole show. They destroyed their whole lives. I don't think that we are going to have much of a future on any of those platforms, you know, shows like ours, unless we don't talk about things that are happening in the mainstream, unless we keep it, you know, to things that they don't care about. We can obviously talk about UFOs all we want. They're not cracking down on that. They're not really cracking down on us talking about occult things or Satanism. They're cracking down on medical things right now. That's the big issue, and it's quite concerning for the future of media, journalism, free thinking. That to think that by this time, you know, next year, the only options we're going to have are those CNN, NBC, CBS, those mainstream options, and all the big shows on YouTube that are getting millions of views and getting pushed through your suggested videos and everything that doesn't have to do with anything important. That's all we're going to have. That's the only options. And you're going to have to find these independent platforms and support independent platforms. That's the only way you're going to get information. But they're chasing those down, too. They chase down Parler. So you got to be careful with everything. They're doing such illegal, unconstitutional things right now with under the guise of this COBRA, like you said, that you might as well just throw away the Constitution at this point. I mean, they say that because they're companies, they are immune to this because the Constitution only applies to government free speech. Well, the companies own everything. They own everything we do. And with the new terms and conditions that we're seeing through some of these big tech giants like Instagram, Facebook, they own you. They own your life. They have all the information about you. They have access to everything on your device. So you are under their control, but you cannot speak your mind. You cannot share information or have any type of free, you know, thinking. This is stuff that I never thought I would see in my lifetime, but it's already here.
Yeah, it's very concerning. And this is what it comes down to, is they want a monopoly on truth, right? They want to control all of the information, and they want to create the parameters for that information being released, right? That's why you see some people that have huge truther channels. Not going to say any names, of course, but, and they haven't been messed with and they haven't been touched, right? Like, and that's all that I'm going to say about that, right? But it's because they want to control it, right? They have to create the parameters and give little bits of truth in there, right? Along with a bunch of disinformation and combobulated, digested and spit up other things, right? Like, it's all just a big a shit show is basically what it is. And they've thrown a little bit of this in there, a little bit of that, and then they stir it up all in the pot and then they throw it at the wall, right? And I think a lot, especially when it comes to the COBRA, a lot of it's just been made up as it's been going on, right? They're just making up stuff on the fly, right? That's why it's so easy to poke holes in a lot of the things that that they bring out on the media, right? It's insane. It's crazy that we even buy into it in the first place.
Like, yeah, and it's hard to tell who is buying into it now because they're controlling the narrative. You know, before we started to see the complete shutdown of all these outlets, we started to see sort of what was like an awakening and uprising of people. But now they're kind of silencing that, so you don't see the other side. You don't see the side that is getting pissed off, that is awakening, that is seeing through all the bullshit. You're only seeing the one side, basically the left side that's pushing the narrative right now and pushing the big tech and technocracy, because they have controlled the narrative and they've taken it over. And unfortunately,
Here's another thing too. Like you said, in the beginning of your question, was that they can basically take these sites down because they're private companies, right? Well, what about all of the private businesses that's been closed down? You know what I mean? Like, why can't they open up? If they're a private company and they're a private business, then why are they closed? Right? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they're making up rules as they go.
Yeah, it's a hypocrisy. All of it is a giant, huge hypocrisy. They're saying one thing and doing another. Doing one thing, saying another. Right? It's back to the confusion thing, right? It's to confuse everyone so no one's on the same page, so no one can unify, so no one can come together for any grassroots real movement, right? They want the controlled movements that they can infiltrate and use for their narrative and their political agenda, right? Yeah. No real grassroots movement is going to happen because they will immediately stomp it out. Right? All of the other movements are all controlled opposition, manipulation, all of that nonsense.
Yeah, right? I would have to agree.
Yeah, but again, you know, where's the solution? You know, what can we do on an individual basis to change our reality? Because if you're spiritually in tuned and you're in tune, in touch with your higher self, like it basically makes it to where all of these external things is happening in our reality and this illusion that we've created, it just kind of falls away, right? All of those things don't even matter anymore, right? Whenever you realize that you're the solution, you're sovereign, your thoughts create your reality. They're trying to project an illusionary reality upon you and thus upon the collective to get you sucked into something that might not even be real, right? You can basically say no, because I feel like the universe hears no really good. You know, if we were to stand up and be like, no, like you can't do these things. I will not permit you to take away our rights. I will not permit you to take away our freedoms. I will not permit you to shut down our businesses. No, you cannot jab me with a unproven, untested Franken jab thing that's been sloppily thrown together in a year, right? Like, that's where it really starts. That's the first fundamental spiritual level of all this, is that we can't consent, right? We have to say no, and we have to say no on many levels, right? It's not just the physical level, but the spiritual level too, right? Anything that you see that you don't agree with, just say out loud, say, no, I do not consent to this happening. And that might sound silly. You know what I mean? That might sound really silly to a lot of people listening to this right now, that you actually, but you have to actually voice that out into the universe, right? And if everyone would start to do that, I honestly feel like that would create a lot of change. Now, again, it's not going to solve all of our problems, right? Because these problems and these issues are happening on so many different levels that it would be insane and crazy to even wrap your mind around, wrap your brain around everything that's happening, right? But when you set in that 0-point field where you're in touch with yourself, you're in touch with your intuition, you realize that you're a sovereign individual, that you're free, that no one can do any harm to you unless you consent to it. Right. So I think that that's really where this starts. And that's really what I'm trying to, you know, get across, is to give people practical solutions and to get in touch with themselves and realize that we're powerful, multidimensional, spiritual beings living a human experience.
Yeah, I think that's very well said, and you know, I have to agree with that. I think it's, especially right now, it's very important to explore aspects of yourself that you haven't before. And since we're getting into kind of these more spiritual topics, let's end with the last few minutes talking about something that's going on right now that's a little different. I don't know, you probably heard that President Trump slipped into this new whatever trillion dollar, how many ever many trillion dollar coronavirus bill, this little addendum that Congress has to release, and you know, Pentagon and intelligence has to release all the files, everything they have on UFOs within a certain amount, I think 180 days. And CIA already released all kind of documents. It's already up on the Black Vault. John Greenwald from the Black Vault snatched them up, put them up there already. So it's very interesting to me that while all this other stuff is going on, he finds it so important to slip that into the bill that they have to release information on UFOs along with all the other stuff that is going on with UFOs in the past couple of years. Now, you and I have had our own personal, which you could call contact experiences, and we have our own insights into the phenomenon. And I know I don't trust anything that comes out of the government or the media. So why am I going to trust this UFO thing coming out of the government and the media? It just doesn't make sense to me why it's coming out now and why they're pushing it so hard on us. And I'd like to get your thoughts on this.
This is a setup, right? This is a soft disclosure setup for something that they want to pull off in the future. Right. And I had actually heard Captain Randy Kramer say what I'm about to tell you, and it resonated so deep with me. And this is what I honestly believe in my entire being that's going to happen, right? All of this political unrest, all of these different things that's happening on a political scale, on the world stage, are set up also, right? Obviously, we know this, but there's a reason for it, right? They want to create so much turmoil, so much chaos, to where they start a mini civil war, right? And in the midst of that mini civil war, a foreign country is going to see us as vulnerable, right? And they are going to attack, right? I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be, there's a lot of setup for China being the one that's going to attack, right? We've seen that predictive programming for years and years and years and years and years, right? But it could be China, it could be Russia, it could be Iran, I don't know. But a foreign country is going to make an attack on US soil, right? And then that's going to spark a World War III scenario, right? And then right whenever we think the world war is going to be over, they're going to stage a false flag alien invasion, right? And again, this isn't all me, that I'm just relaying to you what that I've heard Captain Randy Kramer talk about, and that resonates super deep with me, right? And a lot of people might be thinking, oh man, it's not going to happen, blah, 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 blah. But he has been right about so much up until this point that's just basically confirmed everything that he said, right? So all of these things have to happen in order for something new to be created. Right, they have to collapse all of it, and they have to blame the collapse on somebody outside of themselves. Right, and the perfect way to do that is to get involved in a war, and then you can blame the war on all of the things that you intentionally collapsed. Right, think about it: the Cobra thing, slowing down food distribution. Right. They wrecked the farmers, right? They told the farmers to get rid of their cattle. They told the farmers to get rid of their food, right? And slowed down the trade with China. China was basically flooded all of 2020. That means that there's no crops that was being grown, that was being distributed at all in 2020, because we get most of our stuff from China, right? So what better way to blame all of these things that's been intentionally done than on a war, right? That's what they do. It's a blame game, right? They have to blame everyone and everything outside of themselves, not taking responsibility for their actions. They will never take responsibility, right? They haven't been taking responsibility since the United States has been founded. Why would they start now? It's not going to happen. They'll just continuously blame people in other countries and other organizations, and they'll fall on these countries and these organizations, right? Like that's what they've been doing for so long. It's not going to change, right? So a financial collapse probably going to come, but guess what? We can blame it on the world war. Oh, your money's completely worthless now? Oh, well, that's not because of anything we had to do. That's not because of the trillions of dollars of debt that we've had for decades. That has to do with the war that we're in right now, right? So that's what I believe that all of this is leading up to, right? And all of the other, and how we get there doesn't really matter. Like, we can drive ourselves crazy thinking about all the conspiracies and all the things of like how it's going to happen, but that is the framework of what the end goal is: a mini civil war followed by a world war, and then a false flag alien invasion, right, to top it all off, to basically knock out — that's your real depopulation thing right there, is with war. Right? Like, that's how we kill a lot of the people on our planet, is through war. You know, so that's the easiest way to depopulate. So if we have a world war, they could, if it's really bad, they can possibly eliminate up to 60% of the population and then kill off the rest of the people that they want killed off with the false flag alien invasion.
Man, yeah, that's a terrifying scenario, but, you know, something about that, you know, it does strike a chord, and it's something that definitely have to look for, because I wouldn't put any of it past them, and I think it's a definite possibility in the future. Now, to close out, both of you, you and I have had what you could call contact experience, mine with what I believe are either celestial or interdimensional beings, which was a very positive experience. The communication and messages that I got were very positive, but also very personal at times, and kind of instructed that we do need to kind of turn towards looking out for ourselves and helping each other out, but also that these beings exist, and we can also turn to them for guidance and information and help, because we are in a multidimensional reality, and some of these entities that exist here don't necessarily have our best interest in mind, but there are those that are of the light that do look after us and could be considered our guardians or guardian angels or whatever you want to call these beings that I believe are constantly, you know, surrounding us outside of this matrix reality. Would you agree with that?
100%, brother. And I do my prayers every single night, right? And it's not a religious thing, right? Because I'm not religious in the least bit. Like, I've broken that God spell and that religious programming a long time ago. Right. But basically how it works is that these angelic beings and these good side, the high vibrational beings of light, the ET, there's an ET component. There's all of these different things. Right. But they can only come in and help us and assist us if we ask them to. Right. We have to invite them in. Right. They're not just going to come in here and clean house for us. That's not the way that it works, right? Again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with it's a self-empowering thing, right? It will give you the ability to get what you want and do what you want, but they are not going to do it for you, right? And what I basically do is I lay down and I meditate for 45 minutes to an hour every single night before I go to bed, right? And I ask these angelic beings, you can call them angels, guardian angels, spirit guides, anybody that is any high vibrational spirit or being that has my best interest, right? I basically invite it into my life, right? And I do this no matter if I'm having the best day or the worst day, right? Because I feel like a lot of people, they only want to help when things are bad or when things aren't going good, right? I've tried to completely break that and ask for help and assistance no matter what's going on in my life, because we can always make improvements, right? And these beings and the angelic realm just doesn't, it can communicate with us in subtle ways too, right? It can communicate with us through symbols. It can communicate with us through numbers. You know, you can be like, what's his name? Dean McMurray, that, mm-hmm. that you were gracious enough to have him come on my show. He basically, in our interview, he talked about how he would ask his angels and his spirit guides to show him something, right? Like, give me a sign, you know, show me a unicorn, right? And then you go out there and you see the unicorn, right? It might not be a live, real unicorn, but it could be a stuffed animal unicorn. It could be a picture of a unicorn on a computer, right? I think that it's important to break down these expectations of what we think things should be, right? And when we let go of the expectations and these attachments that we've basically been programmed and engineered and socially programmed into believing, right? We can step outside of it, right? Because that, again, that's to give you a very narrow view of reality, when everything that is for our benefit and all of the greatness exist outside of that narrow view.
Very well said, brother.
And it's insane. So basically any advice that I could give anybody listening to this that wants to get in touch with their spirit guides or their angels or the guardian angels or whoever, their ET, their galactic family or whatever, is to ask for them to come into your life and don't stop asking, right? Just because you don't see a significant difference, just because they don't come down here or you don't see them, doesn't mean that they're not there. It doesn't mean that they're not helping, right? Because they're probably helping just on different levels that you can't even perceive. And a lot of times it's very subtle and not what we expect. So that's why it's important to get rid of your expectations behind all of these things, because a lot of people have very extraordinary experiences, and that's not to take away from their experiences, but not everybody has that super extraordinary experience.
Yep, you're exactly right. Everybody has a different experience, and I think what you said is spot on, that we do have to be ready and invite these beings into our lives when we're ready. Ryder, that was fantastic information. I'd love to have you back on in the future, because there's so much we could talk about.
Yeah, 100%, brother. I appreciate you so much for having me on, and please, anybody, if I basically post a video interview once a week on my YouTube channel, because that's just the most feasible thing for me to do right now. I work a full-time job and I kind of just do this on the side because it's what I love to do. I love talking about these subjects, and what better way to do it than to, you know, put it out there for everyone to see. So if you would like to, please go and subscribe on Raised by Giants. And if you would like to follow me on Instagram, it's at Raised by Giants Pod. And if you'd like to friend me on Facebook, it's Ryder Lee on Facebook.
Very good. I will have all those links, the YouTube link in the description, so you can go check out Raised by Giants. Ryder, thank you again for coming on tonight, and I will speak to you again in the near future. And until next time, everyone else, have an excellent evening.
Thank you.